Several decades before Keep Austin Weird became a slogan on the backside of every SUV in Austin, Powell St. John was the real deal. He wasn't exactly a household name, but you couldn't miss the guy. After all, there just were not that many beret-wearing beatniks in the capital city of Texas in 1959, much less who played harmonica and wrote folk songs.
I wasn't thinking about music in those days, not any more than just the fact that it's on the radio, and I didn't consider myself a musician, and as far as I knew, there wasn't any music scene in Austin.
The scene, such as it was in the early 60s, centered around a bar called the Red Gills, which became a haven for folk singing outsiders like Powell St. John and Lanny Wiggins. The two would perform under the name the Water Creek Boys, sometimes with a guest vocalist named Janis Joplin. Also part of Powell St. John's counterculture circle of musicians, a psychology student and electric jug player named Tommy Hall.
He told me one day that he was going to put together a rock and roll band so he could proselytize for the integration of the human mind through the use of LSD. And I says, yeah, that's great, Tommy. You've been taking a lot of that stuff lately, haven't you? But he says, well, I've got this singer. I want you to hear him. And so he and his wife, Clementine, and I went down to the Jade Room and caught a set of Rocky Erickson and the Spades, his high school band. And there was Rocky. And when he was 18, it was just something to make your hair stand on end.
Powell was so blown away, in fact, he wrote several songs for the band Tommy and Rocky put together, the now legendary 13th Floor Elevators. In part to escape the heavy hand of the law and a disapproving Austin establishment, Powell St. John was part of an exodus of Texas musicians who moved to California's Bay Area in the mid-60s. There, he formed Mother Earth, while his friend Janis Joplin would become a superstar, along the way immortalizing Powell's song, Bye Bye Baby.
Bye, 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 baby, bye bye.
Since then, St. John, a native Texan, has lived in San Francisco, doing visual art, working in the tech business, and until rather recently, blissfully unaware of the cultural revolution he'd helped kick off back in Austin.
I left in August of 1966, and so I missed a whole lot. I missed the Vulcan and the Armadillo World Headquarters. I missed the first umpteen years of South by Southwest because I had no idea anything like that was going on. And if you told me it was happening in Austin, I would have been flabbergasted. That would have been unthinkable.
At almost 69, Powell St. John is re-engaging with his native Texas in a big way. His new album, titled On My Way to Houston, is a series of Texas-themed musical tales featuring Rocky Erickson's one-time band, The Aliens, on backup.
Well, he came down from Stanford, Texas, north of Abilene. A lanky kid with a banjo on his knee. With a pocket full of songs to sing and a personal point of view. Those Austin folks had never heard nor seen.
And Austin seems to be embracing its prodigal son as well, with recent exhibits of his visual art at local galleries and his induction into the Texas Music Hall of Fame. Powell St. John, after all this time, this must seem a little surreal.
I think it's the biggest accident that ever happened. You know, I'm an extremely lucky individual, I guess. I think it's amazing, frankly.
Powell St. John speaking with us from Berkeley, California. Thanks for taking time to talk with us. Congratulations on the new album.
Oh, well, I'm happy to do it.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, so who was that? Did you get his name?
He never said.
He never said?
He never said his name. Hell, I don't know. He might have been from the CIA.
I'm sorry about that. I'm David Brown for KUT 90.5, where Texas music matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishing since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.